Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vito Dominguez on the 16th of August, and here's our daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. 3 in every 10 candidates running for the US House of Representatives have significant security problems with their websites. A group of researchers use automated scans to look for these vulnerabilities, including certificate issues. According to a work by Joshua Franklin, who has studied various election-related cybersecurity topics. He presented this at DEF CON, and it has been developing an open source tool called Election Buster that identifies malicious domains that appear to be genuine candidate websites. The Australian government proposes a new law that would force tech firms to provide access to encrypted user data or face fines up to $7.3 million. Lawmakers say such access will make it easier to deal with terrorist threats and other criminal activity. The proposal will require law enforcement to obtain a warrant to bypass encryption, but cybersecurity experts are critical of this plan. The London mayor is seeking powers to limit the number of Uber drivers operating in the capital, blaming a surge in private hire drivers for the city's increasing congestion and pollution. Sadiq Khan said the cap on new licenses was an urgent and necessary step, but unlike New York, which announced a cap last week, he is unable to impose restrictions. Khan urged the government to grant him powers to limit the unsustainable rise in drivers to enable Londoners, like New Yorkers, to breathe better air and live in a less congested city. Y Combinator announces plans for a startup program in China. Qi Lu serves as CEO of YC China, and he previously served as an executive at Yahoo, Microsoft, and Baidu. Y Combinator CEO Sam Altman says it's been trying to hire Lu for more than a decade. YC China will operate as a standalone division with hopes to launch its first program next summer. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find out more at ondismedia.com.